Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey everybody, it's Carrie Oberbrunner and I have with me Chris McClure. I have Linda Outka. How are you doing today, folks?
Great.
Yeah.
Doing great.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, listen, I am thrilled to be here today and I'm going to share my screen right out of the gate. We're going to get down to business because people's time is precious and this is a big topic. In fact, pastors are some of the quote busiest people out there. And I think they're going to totally resonate with this. So today's topic is really called the three things every pastor needs to avoid burnout, thrive in ministry, and prosper in faith and relationships. I don't know about you, Chris and Linda, but that sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah. Important today.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
In fact, yeah, absolutely. In fact, in these challenging times like COVID, like racism, like anything economy, anything that is dated right now, if we say it's going to date this thing. And so all you need to do is realize the next thing's coming. In other words, you look throughout history, you're either in a trial, you're coming out of a trial, or you're about to go into a trial. That's what I've heard. So we're never going to escape trials on this side of heaven. However, pastors need a safe space to gather without judgment, fear, or criticism. And the great news is Linda knows what she's talking about. Chris knows what he's talking about. I kind of know what I'm talking about. And so you've just found your place. In fact, we tell, look at how many times perfect is bolded right there. I don't know about you, but I felt that way as a pastor. I felt like I need to have it all together. In fact, you're the professional Christian. You know, you get paid to be a Christian. I made that as a joke back then, but you know, you kind of are supposed to have everything figured out, but who do you go to? And if you're not a pastor and you have a heart for a pastor or minister or ministry leader, we're kind of using this all-encompassing term today, I would just say that we're glad you're here because you're here because literally someone's life may be on the line and we're going to talk about that. Today, we're going to help you strengthen your core. We're going to help you deepen your community. And we're going to help you connect with your creator. And so this used to be church. And by the way, that's not Chris there in that suit. That's not Linda in the dress. But the point is that, you know, back in the day, folks, church was very different. And it was this cultural thing that you would go to. And it just looks different. I mean, Linda, you are in California. Does church look different compared to that?
Oh, well, outside is our only option at this point. So that's the only thing that's similar. Everything else is quite different than that today, Carrie.
Oh, absolutely. It is. And absolutely. The point is that it's very different. And, you know, I went to seminary and let me tell you what, they did not teach us for pandemics. They did not have pandemic training. They did not have, hey, what should you do with masks? You know, all this stuff that's going on. And today, I mean, pastors, men, women, ministry leaders, they have to wear a lot of hats. Chris, the other day we were chatting, name some of those hats that pastors have to, quote, wear today.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we were talking about CEO, janitor, financial director, you know, chaplain, hospital visitor, you know, it just depends. I mean, what is the program that you're on that you're going to basically fulfill that role? I mean, yeah, it's the be all end all for most people in a lot of cases.
Oh yeah. I mean, at times you're leading the nursery. At times you're having to run social media. We know some pastors who actually said while they quit in the last few months, I wasn't trained to be a social media video producer. I mean, that's some of the pressure that people are feeling today. And we're going to talk about this amazing thing, this kind of dream that we've had called Pastor Space. And I just, I'm so excited to be here. Chris, as I get to my my little notes here, talk a little bit about let's talk about the why. First of all, why? Why is Pastor Space needed at a time and culture like today?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we've talked about the fact that, you know, pastors give and give and give, and many times they don't have that safe space to receive. You know, they need to be among a community of people that want to help them recharge and refresh. And most pastors I know, they are all about serving. They're all about loving their people well. They're all about taking care of their congregation and their community. And they have this passion for that. But we also know that when you give so much, that your tank starts to run on empty a lot of times, and burnout starts to creep in or happen. And, you know, I've just seen people, you know, we've seen, unfortunately, national or even global news stories of major failures, moral failures and things, but there's just even situations like we keep seeing more and more pastor suicides or feeling of like thoughts of suicide because there's just hopelessness and despair because there's this burnout and there's all these things. And so, yeah, you're showing this article that we stumbled across just in the past week that was really significant, kind of identifying these issues. It's just a really unfortunate, you know, I got to thinking, Carrie, about, you know, business leaders face their own pressures for sure. But, you know, I think pastors are especially prone, obviously, to the enemy's schemes. We're not wanting them to do their work spiritually. And so it's a challenging world anyway, and what they're doing in their work. But it's even more challenging in times like these where things are so unpredictable.
In fact, look at what Lee said, one of our people attending. He said, Pastor Space is what missionaries on the field need as well. Mm. Linda, you and I have been working together for years, and we kind of had this folder, you know, during our coaching sessions where we would almost like pop in articles. I think God started working on your heart a very long time ago about this topic, but there was some things we put in our folder recently. In fact, look at this. You start putting in pastor suicide on Google, it starts showing up. I mean, these are search terms right now that you know, pastor shoots himself, black pastors who committed suicide, pastors found dead today. We're not trying to be all down in that, but like you look down here, like Google's no joke. Like there's a lot of, you know, this one had 4.7 million results. It made it on LA Times, Time Magazine. And this pastor was trying to fight against mental health. He was an advocate, and yet he took his own life. And when we started seeing these, Linda, I know your heart just broke. Yeah. That's why we're here today. Talk a little bit about what God was doing in your heart when this was all happening.
Well, I have a coaching client who hosted Jared, the gentleman who took his own life, and know the pastor where he spoke as well, and good friends of him. He was the last one to speak with Jared before he took his own life, and it hit them hard because they didn't see it coming. Well, obviously, he was somebody that had struggled with depression and was a spokesperson for it. But I grew up as a pastor's kid, and I saw the tension from behind the curtain where there was always more ministry to be done than time in the day. And my mom, one of the quotes that she said to me, I will never forget. She said, as a ministry spouse, she said, everyone's my friend, but really no one's my friend. Where do I go for a confidential conversation? And so, you know, conflict is something that can zap hope. We got that everywhere right now. Right? I mean, that is everywhere right now. And we, as the three of us, have a vision of a passion of a calling, I'll call it, because I've been called for 10 years to coach pastors, because I believe that when a pastor gets better, everyone around them benefits.
And you had that, so, you had that, you
this
had
is
that
why
quick...
we're here. This is we're passionate about.
Absolutely. And you had that quick story about when you were on a ministry team and you would visit pastors and churches, what did they say to you?
Well, I traveled after college. I traveled with a singing and drama team for 9 months. We traveled all over North America, stayed for a week in each church, did sometimes up to 9 concerts. So we were there invested in that community, stayed in host homes. And this is what was interesting is time after time, they would tell us their story. Pastors, leaders of the churches would tell us how it really may have looked good on the outside, but behind the curtain, it was stressful. And they would tell us because we were safe. We were only there for a week and then we were leaving.
Whoa.
And it really helped me realize pastors, ministry leaders need a safe space where they can be real, where they can process. And even more today than ever, there's pressure to say it just right.
Yeah.
So where does a pastor go? Where does a ministry leader go to process? Because there's so much pressure. If they don't speak, there's kickback. If they do speak and they say something just not quite right, there's kickback. So where is the safe, really confidential place where a ministry leader can really just be real, process, get clarity, and then walk out the next best step? That's, I believe, when a leader gets better, everyone around them gets better. And when it's a leader that's a Christ follower, when it's a leader that's a shepherd of many others, there's eternal impact as a result.
That is so true. I love it. Chris, you have some background. Just give people your quick background in case they're watching this and saying, well, gee, how can Chris relate? I think you used to be a pastor. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, for more than 20 years. So I was a youth pastor. I was an associate pastor. I was an executive pastor. I was, you know, passionate about what I was doing. But I'll tell you what, I mean, there's a lot of things, a lot of days, and I know a lot of pastors feel this way, where, you know, as great as my training was, you know, early on, I felt ill-equipped a lot of times to run the business side of the church or the organizational things, the leadership side. And I'm thankful that I had mentors along the way who really did invest in me. But I know so many of my college friends and colleagues in ministry didn't have a lot of the same resources I even had. And so I've had a heart, you know, Carrie, going back to when I was a youth pastor, I would start local networks of youth pastors just trying to get together because I knew we needed that community.
Yes.
Those relationships were vital for so many of us. And it wasn't about doing programs together. It wasn't about doing, you know, more stuff. It was about being together for lunch and just support and prayer. So
that's great.
That was probably why I was super excited about doing this together with you guys, because I knew the journey I've been on and what I've involved myself with over the years, but also seeing that need out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And then my quick story is, you know, I was a pastor for 12 years. Did you know, a bachelor's, master's, doctorate, the whole thing. And I mean, I thought, son of a pastor, I thought that's what I would be in my whole life. Did struggle with depression, did struggle with suicidal thoughts, fell into an addiction of self-injury from, you know, pretty much age 10 to 23, off and on. Nobody knew about it, but I get it. I mean, you can feel very heavy. You know, let's just put it that way. The performance, you know, where can you go? Isolated, insulated. I mean, it goes on and on. So we're not here to talk about the negative. We're here to talk about the positive. And I don't know if you feel like this, those who are watching us now, but even some pastors can be competitive. I know that's kind of weird to think, but there's like, whoa, hold on. We can't talk because they're the competitor and somebody in town might go talk and want to visit their church. I grew up, I'd visited my wife's church, you know, when we were dating and stuff. And her pastor always did something really unique. He prayed for another church every Sunday. And I was like, whoa. I mean, they didn't do that at my church. It was like, well, we don't want to mention the other church. But it's so weird. Like, we're on the same team and yet we're not playing together. So we do have a pretty cool answer. First of all, full disclosure, we didn't think of this last night. Linda, when did I ping you and say, I think God wants to do something big here? What, yeah, when was that?
That was January. You had a download in your time with the Lord. And so, and I'll just tell you, I've had this call in my life for 10 years and, but you got clarity in January and you sent me a message and said, I got a download from somewhere in 2 Kings and it was some obscure passage. And I'm thinking, wow, God speaks through interesting Old Testament prophecies. Yeah. And so I was all in from the very beginning because God had been priming my heart for 10 years. And I've been coaching pastors for the last 6-7 years. But I knew that there was more. And now, and we had no idea. That was before COVID that God gave you that inkling. And then you reached out to Chris. And I've always felt the connection to Chris, just his integrity, his character. And and when you said, let's do something for pastors, we started talking 9 months ago. Little did we know what was coming. Yeah, but COVID is not a surprise to the Lord.
No.
This was not a surprise. And the timing of pastor space is impeccable.
Yeah. Who would have guessed in January 2020 that every pastor would, for a period of time, have to go virtual with their services? I mean, immediately, you know, and let's just be honest, some pastors' income has been cut. Some pastors feel stressed. Some people feel like, if I don't maintain this job, I have nothing else. I'm not worth anything else. I mean, true story, 7 years ago, when I felt the call to go into the business world, my wife very kindly, you know, she's always supportive, but she said, who's going to hire you? And I was like, who is? You know, like, in other words, I felt that I didn't have anything to add to the marketplace. Wow. And you can't share that as a pastor. Like, hey, I feel like my heart's shifting, but I don't really have anything of value. Like, there's a lot of loneliness in this situation. So let's talk about the hope. I love what Doug says. Doug's sharing incredible things, paragraphs. I love it. I don't have time to read it all, but I'm going to read it at the end. But he says that he was an executive pastor. Chris, you were an executive pastor. Now you're a pastor to executives, like as a coach. But let's jump right in and let's get to some of the amazing solutions. First of all, we believe that all pastors right now, whether they're hurting or whether they're feeling great, whether they're addicted to substances, pornography, whatever, if they're having massive success, if they're having to consider bivocational, if they're being underpaid, I mean, regardless of how people showed up today, you're not here by accident. And Linda, we believe Pastor Space centers around three things: hope, excellence, and freedom. Linda's going to talk about hope just for about 3 minutes. Chris is going to talk about excellence for 3 minutes. I'm going to talk about freedom for 3 minutes. And then we're going to share what we believe is a very cool solution. And again, much prayer, much fasting over this whole concept. And even you watching this, we've been thinking and praying for you for months. So talk to us about hope, Linda.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I learned when I was on this scene and drama team, when I worked for a seminary for 10 years, worked in the corporate world, conflict is, if there's more than one person in the room, there's potential for conflict. And today, you only have to look at the next Facebook post to find strife, to find conflict, and it can zap us of our focus, our joy, our peace. So the question is, where do we go to find hope? And if you're on this call, you know where the true source of hope is. We need to get into our secret place, I call it, or my prayer chair. That is the ultimate source of hope. And because God is on the other side of this pandemic, God is even 5 years down the road and he is good. We can have confidence that things are going to turn out, that the good things are ahead. There are times, though, where we need to bolster our hope and we need community because we're not meant to do life alone.
That's right.
And there's an African proverb I love that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And we've all had fast victories, right? If we're go-getter achievers, right? We've had finished the line, gone over the finish line and whoo, great victory. But this, as we all know, is not a sprint, it's a marathon. I was hoping this COVID thing was a sprint, but now it's evident that the impact of this is going to go on for years. So what does that mean when this is a season where hope is a scarce commodity?
Oh, that's
so good. Carrie, Chris, and I, we are about coming together and infusing hope in one another, because ministry leaders need a place to bolster their hope. And I believe God's on the move. I believe that he wants to do things beyond what we could think or imagine through you, through us. And so this is our message, is get your hopes up and get around people who will inspire your hope, because it's like showering, it wears off. We need hope every day. We need time with the Lord every day. It's like oxygen. We need it, but we need to get around people that can hold our arms up in battle, right? Because this is a battle. It's a journey that we're not supposed to do alone. So all three of us are called to give you hope, to come together in Chris is so good at developing community. And my passion is to create safe places where people can get breakthrough, where they can be real, they can be authentic. And we've got so many things for you. We've been praying for you. Carrie's the visionary of this. And wow, we are so excited you're here. We're so excited for what's ahead. And it is God's idea, not ours. We simply feel like we're walking in with open hands and saying, use us, because we're willing, and it's been our passion, and we're excited for what's ahead.
I love it. I love it. That's so true. Awesome. Chris, excellence. You know, that word might scare some people, thinking like, well, all you need to be is, you know, say yes to God. Like, but God actually wants his servants to be excellent. And there's some wisdom and biblical mindset around that. Talk to us about excellence.
Yeah. I think the biggest mistake when we think about excellence is we tie it to perfection, and that's not what it is, right? It's about doing the best as you can with what you have. That's how I would define excellence. That's how I believe that, because I think that every church has certain amount of resources, whether it's a mega church or a church of 50, anywhere in between, right? We have resources at our disposal, but what we do with them is a stewardship issue. And that's where excellence comes in, is can I do the best I have with what I have? So when I think about this personally, I've thought over the years many times, like, you know, there were gaps in my training, I would say, as a pastor. There were things that when I went to Bible college, and then I went to ministry workshops and seminars over the years, there was great training when it came to Bible teaching and to ministry practices in a lot of ways. But then there were these gaps that I was discovering and having to find my own way through with the leadership side of church. You know, how do I become a great leader worth following? And how do I keep people motivated when they don't have a paycheck tied to their involvement? You know, they're volunteers. They can walk away at any minute without any repercussions to them. And so it made me passionate about becoming a growing leader myself and a leader worth following and building those relationships. And it made, to me, that's where excellence really started to come into, was how can I really be my best based on how God's designed me, using the skills that I have. And I'll be real honest, Carrie, there were so many times where the comparison trap fell into play, where there was the bigger or the more the slicker ministry down the street, or the church down the street that was so much bigger, and we'd lose families here and there to them because they had this thing for their kids versus us. And it's it's pressure, right? And the sad part is, on one hand, but the redeeming part is, I realized looking back years later, I was actually really good at what I did. It's just I fell into that trap because of what the external circumstances were, because I knew, and I can say today that I did everything I did with excellence as much as I could at that time. And so that's where I felt like my integrity stayed strong. And even in the business sense, you know, you've been in the business world now for several years, and it's like, you know, a lot of pastors are running organizations, and, you know, people don't like to talk about church and business in the same conversation a lot of times, but it is God's business, and it's the, you know, that we are operating in ministry in various ways.
Oh, didn't Jesus say something about his father's business?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right, it must be right? about my father's business. Yeah,
exactly.
And so that's the thing, right? Is that we are here to help people kind of connect those dots based on what we've experienced, what we've learned, how we've grown, and so I believe that we can do things in a more excellent manner. To me, I was actually just talking to a group today during a workshop that it's not about perfection, but it's about how can we become 1% better every day? How can we keep growing? How can we keep cool. learning and applying it to our leadership and lives?
Yeah. So it's not this yoke that you have to carry.
Right. Yeah.
This excellence is actually, it's freedom. And that gets into my thing. And you know what? I have a prop here. I wasn't planning on showing this, but I'm going to. So this is my secret name, Free. And you know that we're going to talk in a moment about some bonuses that people get as well, which is our different types of books. But that term, freedom, I mean, when Braveheart said it, when William Wallace said it, you know, in the movie, like it shook me because I wasn't free. Even though I was a Christian, even though I was supposed to be a minister of grace, I didn't have grace in my own life. So I couldn't give it. And how many pastors have you met who are supposed to be giving love and grace, but because they don't have it or they've never truly understood it themselves, there's this block. And so I just want to bring up that verse where Jesus says, my burden is easy and my yoke is light. And if it's not, maybe he's not carrying it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? If you look at your ministry right now and say, you know what, it's my ministry. I mean, you followed me and I followed you guys for quite some time. Right now, things are blowing up. And more than ever, I'm open-handed. When in the past I was like, you're not going to take that from me, God. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the gift can become the idol. And pastors are not known to be like very authentic and transparent. A lot of pastors. So let's get right into the solution. This is pretty exciting. First time ever. I mean, we're talking about minutes old. The final website, literally. Am I making that up, Chris, or is this minutes old?
You are not. Absolutely. Yeah. The switch was flipped.
Yeah. So we just say, and that, by the way, that's my scary bald head. We're going to put a different video there because it's way too close. But anyway, in these challenging times, pastors and other ministry leaders need a safe space to gather without fear or criticism or judgment. Great news, you found it. And there's a little video here where I talk about, you know what, in pastor space, theology, it's not like theology is our main topic. Like, hey, let's sit around and decide if it's pre-trib or mid-trib. You know, we're going to have a great time. Bring your chips and soda, right? No, I mean, there's a time and a place for that, but there's also a time and place where we just need to say, you know what, let's breathe. Let's just, you know, quote, let your hair down, but some of us struggle with that. Linda can do that. But we wrote every single word of this on purpose. This wasn't some copywriter that we paid. I mean, this is literally saying that many pastors feel isolated, low income. Are pastors known to be like the wealthiest people out there? Oftentimes not. Oftentimes they have to work more jobs. Chris, I don't know if you ever did that, but I was bivocational for a time where I had the church and then I had to do siding, and you're caught. I mean, you want to minister, you want to go to hospital visits, boom, boom, boom. But this is going to be peer led. And this is going to be, Linda, tell us about it, an online space. And I love these pictures, but what can people expect? Like, you know, is this one-way interaction, or are they going to have engagement? Are they going to meet people? Give us a little feel. I know we've had the Igniting Souls tribe for years, and that thing just is beautiful. But talk a little bit about the culture of this group.
Yes. Well, we want it to be a place where you can come, you can get insight, you can help each other. So we're going to be having twice a month, I'll be doing coaching calls where you can bring your issues. You can gather in a community. We're going to use Zoom. So it'll be an opportunity to be together and get some clarity on coaching issues. You can bring conflict resolution oddly enough, is a passion of mine. My husband says, oh, she likes conflict, but we both know it's the resolution of conflict. Why? Because I believe that conflicts zap our energy, our focus, sabotage our calling. And when we can get a breakthrough, and now this is the crazy thing. I believe in conflict resolution so much that I believe that when we resolve our conflicts, our relationships are better than before the conflict even began. I mean, that's how optimistic I am. Why? Because we grow when we have learning conversations. And that's what the world needs right now, is having learning conversations. I don't need to agree with you to love you. I just need to be respectful and to love you like God loves you. And sometimes people are, frankly, hard to love. Yeah. And so bring your difficult to love people situations to these coaching calls. Talk about it. And let's get clarity. Let's get breakthrough. And let's see them through the lens of how God sees them. That's the kind of work we're going to do on those calls that are twice a month. And then we've got master classes. I'll let you talk about that. But that's what I'm excited about, because that's what I get to be a part of. We're going to do Facebook Lives. We're going to do all kinds of stuff. It's going to be a community. But these monthly coaching sessions twice a month are a place to gather, to get clarity, to get breakthrough, and to get hope for your situation. Because when we feel hopeless, we get desperate. When we have hope, it's amazing what that fuels.
Absolutely.
And that's what I my secret name, and that's a message of yours, Carrie, is ambassador. I'm an ambassador of hope. That's part of my feet on the ground and how I bring what's from heaven to earth. I'm excited to be a part of that. And I'm a facilitator. You will give each other hope as well. And I'm excited to be with you twice a month.
That's great. I was looking because I have a Shawshank quote on a wood plaque. You just reminded me about hope. It says, fear can hold you prisoner, but hope will set you free.
Yes.
The quote from Shawshank, right? I mean, I love that. I love that. So unplanned here, we're spontaneous. But Chris, I've heard this literally, no joke, from a pastor. If it weren't for people, I'd love my job.
So true.
I'm serious, man. I heard pastors say that before, because you get so burnt out many times. And this is going to be that like release valve. Yeah. Pastor space. Linda is a brilliant coach. I mean, I have coaching sessions with her and she has coaching sessions with me, and literally it's like you feel better. So we know in the business world, you get a business coach. The average business coach today in America is $500 an hour. And we knew that as we started putting this dream team of pastor space around this whole month-long experience, we wanted to make it ridiculously affordable. And we're going to talk about that in a moment. But Chris, leadership, I love leadership, but we kind of had an arm wrestle for this. maybe you won. I love so many things, but talk a little bit about leadership and what people can expect every month in this masterclass.
Yeah. Well, you know, my first leadership mentor was John Maxwell, when he said, everything rises and falls on leadership. And, you know, it's so huge for me, because I learned that over the years that people depend on leaders in ways that are unrealistic many times. But I know the leaders also find themselves in situations that they're just not sure how to navigate. And so, you know, while Linda has her experience as well, and these coaching sessions are going to help with those challenges too, these masterclasses, we're going to be looking at what are these unique leadership challenges inside ministry world. You know, what is it that church leaders are dealing with? What is it that nonprofit ministry leaders are dealing with that are maybe parachurch ministries? There are unique leadership challenges. And so we are wanting to just truly invest and pour into you and equip you, because like I said, I wish I had a place years ago when I was first starting out, especially, where I was truly trained to be a leader of people so that they weren't a burden to me, right? Carrie, to your point, I've heard pastors say, you know, I wish I could just go mow lawns all day, or I wish I could go scoop ice cream all day, you know, because I can just go and be at peace without all the people challenges. And the irony of that, right, is that the majority of pastors that I know, at least, wanted to do ministry because of the people. And yet leadership challenges are people driven 9 times out of 10. And so whether it's staffing issues that you're dealing with, whether it's board issues you're dealing with, whether it's members in the congregation, I mean, you and I and Linda were talking about how, you know, we've seen memes out there recently about if you open your church during COVID, you're wrong. And if you don't open your church during COVID, you're wrong. And it's like a 50-50 split of opinions. And,
oh yeah.
You know, I mean, so we are going to dive deep into, you know, leadership issues so that you can navigate all the hats you do wear. How do you navigate all that? And then sharpen those skills so that you, you know, like we say there, we can work smarter, not harder in our leadership roles, whatever that may be. This isn't just for senior pastors. You know, this is for any ministry leader who just wants to grow and be in a community where that they can be truly supported and encouraged on a daily basis through our private community, as well as our master classes and our coaching sessions.
Yep. And I see in the comments, Kelly just said, I love the engagement and influence group, and that's why I'm here. You're in the right spot, my friend. I don't believe things happen by accident. So keep listening on, but we're going to mention engagement and influence in a moment because that is amazing. We're so glad Kelly's part of that group. But I love entrepreneurship. Like Chris and Linda, I wake up every day, sometimes very early because I can't, because I just am so excited. I love entrepreneurship. I really do. I think that that's why God put me on planet Earth. I mean, I love pastors and I loved being a pastor, but I really think that it's the risk that I love within, and that's what entrepreneurial means. It means bearer of risk. And let me tell you what, it was a risk to cross the Red Sea. Okay. It was a risk to walk around and make the walls fall at Jericho. Like God literally is calling people today to take risks. I love what Henry Blackaby says. He says, what are you doing right now that unless God shows up, you will fail? And for most Americans pre-COVID, and we have many guests around the world watching this too, but there wasn't that much of a risk. We didn't need God to show up. Today, most people say, I need God to show up. But you look, Paul was a tent maker. Moses was a shepherd. Lydia was a dyer of purple, of cloth. And we have men and women that are coming into pastor space. And we're going to talk about how do you create other streams of income so that you don't have to choose between money and ministry. Money's a tool. Jesus talks about money more than heaven and hell. So it's not like, oh, you know, money's evil. The love of money's evil, but you don't need money until you need it. And we're going to talk about how creating wealth is actually a biblical thing. And everyone here has value. And so I can't wait to teach that. We're going to bust up some blind spots and mental, you know, hangups. But Chris, every single day, we're going to rifle through this quick, but this isn't like, oh, you get 2 coaching calls a month and, oh, you get 2 masterclasses a month. Every single day. Why don't you just share, Chris, just real quick, what does a prompt mean? What does a meme mean? How is this going to trigger tools and tactics every single day?
Yeah. So basically we have identified a theme for each day of the week, every week, and it'll be a Facebook post in the group every day. That'll encourage you to do something specific that day to help either in your leadership, in your entrepreneurship growth, in your shepherding skills, in your relationship with your staff or your congregation, your community at large, where you live and where you work. And so one of the biggest ones that we're doing is Self-Care Saturday. We want to make sure that we help you all learn how to take care of yourselves better after giving and giving and giving all week long. And so we want to also have a sermon swap every Sunday. If you have an original sermon or a series that you'd like to share with members to help them, there's members who are looking for a topical series or a certain series through the scriptures. You know, we want to share those as a community together to help one another resource each other. So, it's just this daily theme of trying to stay engaged so that we can keep getting 1% better every single day.
Yeah, absolutely. And then number 4, exclusive community whenever you need it. You both are part of the Igniting Souls tribe, which is our kind of business community. And we have all different time zones, all different countries. Every day, every hour, there's someone in there who's adding value. and giving encouragement. And it's amazing. We call it Show Up, Filled Up. You can read a little bit more about me, Chris, Linda. And then we're also going to give some bonuses. This is what Kelly was just talking about. We're going to gift people who join this, even if they try it for 1 month. My guess is you try it for 1 month, you're gonna stay for life, because you're going to realize, like, oh my gosh, this is mental health. This is physical health. But some bonuses we're going to throw in is the engagement and influence course. Wow. Lisa Mosier is watching this. She teaches us how to speak better. She was on the Miss USA stage, Mrs. International. She won Miss Ohio. She is going to help pastors craft, because let's face it, one little homiletics class that you took 15 or 20 years ago, sorry, but you got to sharpen your saw. You got to get better. And I love it, because she's going to show us how to do that in the engagement influence group. Chris, give us one sentence about what you're talking about in that group. And by the way, that's lifetime access. They get that course with guidebooks, and they're going to grow their church and themselves. But tell us what yours is about, and then Linda, tell us what yours is about.
Yeah, so Lisa taught the speaking part of it. I'm teaching the building online community, because as the world gets more digital and more online, this is one of the challenges that pastors and ministry leaders have had to face this season in particular, but it's not going away. Yeah. You know, one of the best ways to reach people is through the online platform. And we're seeing some amazing things inside that group to train people how to do that well, to use that platform. So that community building, the relational side of it's been huge for me. And what do you do online, and how do you do that well? And then Linda's going to go with how to really connect. And Linda, why don't you share about that?
Right. Authenticity is the key. When people really, they do life, do business, do ministry with those they like, know, like, and trust is what I say. And how do we show up authentically? So we're going to talk about 5 keys for showing up authentically online, because online is not going away. It is something that is going to be the way we do ministry. We do connections. And many times people would say, well, I can't do ministry online. Well, those who are doing ministry online are able to reach, because we are only in one place at a time. Yeah. But if we can go live, if we can have an impact, and I believe that those churches and ministries who have pivoted in this season are going to reach even more people. But we've got to have our authentic voice. We've got to be clear on who we are, what our message is, and how to connect in a way that brings people in, because we're authentic, because trust is the key. And authenticity and trust are completely tied together.
I'll tell you what, the chat is blowing up here. Cheryl is so kind. You don't know how encouraging your words are. She says, I'm so encouraged by what you are all offering pastors. I feel the Holy Spirit all over this. I'm praying for all the pastors and ministry leaders and you as you talk. That's huge. Because listen, we could say today, you know, Facebook hacked us, you know, or whatever. Listen, God's got this whole thing. Chris, Linda, and I have been praying, fasting, and we just said, you know what? This is God's. And so if God wants to blow this up, if God wants to turn this into thousands or tens of thousands, or, you know, surprise us, great. If this is a group and we save one life, because I love what you said, Linda. Nobody, you said it like this. You said, when we give up hope, we do traumatic things. Yeah. No person who ever commits suicide says, you know, I'm full of hope. I mean, you know, I mean, that's like the end of hope. And so to build this around hope, excellence, and freedom, to equip them, you're going to get so much equipping in this group, where some pastor's going to say, I've been doing this app. And someone's going to say, oh my gosh, you know, I'm getting up every day and reading my Bible on Facebook, and my congregation's growing. Like Randy from Firing, he does that every day. So, I mean, we're going to see so many amazing things in this group. What I get to do is next talk about, just really quick, hold up your book. We're going to give away 3 eBooks. That's what I'm saying. Just the bonuses themselves, even if you didn't get the masterclasses and the coaching and the community, but we have Linda's book right here, Pebbles in My Shoe.
Backwards, but.
No, it's actually right way for
us. Oh, is it? Oh, for you? Good. Okay, very good.
But Utah, I love what the metaphor is that as you're walking in life, if you have a pebble, and then tell us what happens.
Right. Well, pebbles in our shoe. So think about the last time you got a pebble in your shoe. How long did it take for you to reach over and pull it out? Oh, if you didn't pull it out, it would create a wound. Well, in the same way, relational pebbles in our shoes are annoyances. They're distractions. And beyond that, they can sabotage our energy. So my passion is to give you steps, give you a model for resolving your own conflict. And there's a model in this book to help 2 other people in conflict that are in your circle of influence. So it's something the Lord has given me. I've worked with in countless scenarios in churches, in corporate, in
marriages.
Families, in marriages, and boy, there's conflict everywhere today. And so if you can be an expert in this, and it doesn't take much, just takes a few steps. It takes some preparation. And we use the metaphor of mountain climbing. There's preparation, there's base camp, there's the conversation, which is the ascent. And then the summit, which is where you have a breakthrough. You have an enriched relationship.
I love that. Excellent book. Every time I talk to Linda, she blows my mind, even gets into some physiological symptoms for anger and stuff. So Chris, let's talk about your book, The Way to Greatness. They're going to get that book. What does that mean?
Yeah. So Jesus said in John 10:10 that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come to give you life to the full. And, you know, some translations call it rich, satisfying, or abundant life. And you know, I don't see a lot of people living that kind of life. And so I wrote this book about these 5 choices, about 5 core areas of life, of faith, relationships, mindset, and our stewardship and our time. And how do we up-level each of those areas of our life so that we can truly live this full, rich, satisfying, abundant life that Jesus said he came to give us? And so it's based on that verse, you know, and what do we need to do, or what can we do on a daily basis and our choices to move closer and closer to that kind of life that Jesus said he came to give us.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And then I get to do Your Secret Name, which is, I call my scary book. You know, I wrote 3 books before this and they were all safe and nice and theological and everything was cool. And then God said, I want you to tell your story about you struggling with your identity in terms of performance, perfectionism, self-injury, depression. And I was like, no, that's okay. And I really felt like God said, okay, you don't have to, but you're going to miss out on a blessing. And you know, that's like, oh, but that was the book that really started igniting souls. I mean, it really was. So that book tells you about Jacob and how he was a deceiver, supplanter, schemer, and tried to perform. And it wasn't until he wrestled with God that God literally named him and gave him a new name. And it says in Revelation 2:17, the one who overcomes will be given a new name written on a white stone that no one knows except the one who receives it. And so what a powerful concept. Love that. And I really believe Chris's book, Linda's book, and my book were really downloaded as a gift from the Lord. So we're going to give you all these books as well. And again, in the corporate world, you charge corporate rates, I charge corporate rates, Chris charges corporate rates. And we said, we got to do something for pastors. We did not want to give it away free. And I know that's going to ruffle some people's feathers, because one of the things in ministry is that you're kind of taught everything should be free. I mean, that's one of the, I would call, poverty views. When Jesus talks about heaven, he doesn't say, you know, it's the streets are full of tinfoil. You know, the gates are full of plywood. Whenever God explains something of beauty that he has created, it is rich. It is wealth. It is abundance. Like Chris said, I came that you might have life and life to the full. So God doesn't skimp. And that's very different than the way I grew up. I grew up in a ministry home where it was like, money's bad. You know, not that my parents taught me that, but you just start believing that. And we know that where your treasure is, your heart is. So if we just simply say, here it is free, your heart's not in it. We really want you to invest. Or if you're here watching this and saying, I have a heart for pastors, I have a heart for ministry leaders, give them the gift of pastor space. And I'm just going to go out on a limb, Chris and Linda. I'm going to say, if people try it for 29 days and they're not happy, we'll refund them. Like, that's how much we believe in it. We have a monthly membership for $97, or we have an annual membership for $997. And again, just so you realize, you're talking to three former pastors or pastors' kids who have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on their own growth and education. And we go into the business world and offer the same value, the same teaching, but we said, what can we do so that it's within reach, but still that someone can say, I'm investing in myself? Because we believe that that is, as you raise value, okay, appreciate means to raise value. We think that you are worth it. And I know that sounds weird, but I think you're worth investing in. And just so everybody knows, God and I had a little chat in January, and I believe that every dime I make from this is giving back to the church. So I'm literally gifting that back. And, you know, this whole thing is to really serve the body of Christ church. So Chris and Linda, we're almost out of time. And what a cool chat. I mean, this was ordained. This was supposed to happen just the way it did today. Linda, I'm going to give you the mic. Chris, I'm going to give you the mic. Last minute you each get, and then I'm going to say the final word. But I love the people who have showed up: Cheryl, Evelyn, Dr. Evelyn, Lori, Cheryl, all the people, Jean, Kelly, Lee. I don't want to mention any more because I'll miss some. But Linda, tell us kind of the, I would say land the plane for us. Tell us what's on your heart right now.
Yes. Well, if this is something that resonates with your heart, either for yourself or for someone you care about, if you believe that you or someone you care about that's in ministry needs more hope, needs more excellence, needs more freedom, this is a place where they can find those things. And we all know the scripture passage, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And when there isn't freedom in an area of our lives, we need the Holy Spirit's breath on it. And so this is the place to get to get inspired, to get support, and whatever that looks like. Some days we can wake up and we can feel like we're superheroes. Other days we can feel like, man, it's just a lot to breathe today. And community is part of the solution for that. So if you resonate with this message, if you want to give it a try, we would love to have you join us, because it's not just about the three of us inspiring, it's about you inspiring others. And there may be someone in the group that needs your message, your story, your That's voice. Good. To encourage them. And that's what happens when we're in community, is we give and we receive. And that's the way God planned it.
Love it. Love it. And you're right. I mean, everybody in this group has massive talents, and they're going to be part of this exchange where they're giving so much value to each other. We don't even know what's going to happen fully in this group. It's exciting. Chris, last word from you, my friend.
Yeah, you know, we want this to truly be a supportive community of encouragement, of hope, in so many different ways. And we know that everybody's going to be coming to this group with from different perspectives, different backgrounds, different experiences, different pain points, also different things to celebrate, and how they can help one another. So, you know, we want to foster a community that on a daily basis, you know, where you can turn for prayer support, for encouragement, for just even direction on resources and things that come up in your daily ministry. So, you know, we're excited to teach these masterclasses. We're excited to have these coaching calls. But this community side of it is so huge for us that was really where this all started for us, was let's provide this safe space for those who are like-minded, who get what each other are going through in their ministry, unlike so many other industries in our world can be. So we're just so excited to be in there daily with you and walking through this journey with you, helping facilitate that through the Pastor Space community.
Love it. Love it. And, you know, my last word would be that not many people know this probably, but I used to be scared of the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, in other words, the church for me was a place that I felt like I could be a Christian. And if I go out into the world, I'm going to encounter things and I'm scared and I'm fearful. Now it's kind of flipped. Now I'm kind of like, I like being in the world, not the world, but I feel that, you know what, this is going to get pastors to merge ministry with marketplace. I really believe that. I think God's calling the church outside the four walls through COVID, through other things. We're having to become people that don't just hide out and gather, but we're in the world, not of the world. And so I just want to challenge people. Like, you're going to learn massive skills. I know how good Linda is. I know how good Chris is. You are going to have in one hand technology and community and all kinds of, you know, even psychology and sociology with relationships with Linda. But then you're going to get this rich biblical community as well. And it's just going to be this perfect integration. Lori says, no more holy huddles. I agree. So thank you for being here. The way that you can serve this vision is A, to join if you're a pastor or ministry leader. B, share this with others. You honestly, I'm not joking, you could save a life. There's that article that we referred to before where more and more pastors are feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, burnout. I know this for a fact. I once talked with a pastor who felt so overwhelmed. He said, I committed moral failure so that I could get out.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Like the pressure was so high, he exited that way. And I just want to say, like, our hearts break for that. But let's not keep seeing statistics. Let's really help. So, Chris, Linda, thanks for being here. Thanks for everyone being here. Share pastorspace.com wherever you go. And be a soul on fire. Thanks for being here. Take care,
guys.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.